My name is Carlos Rafael. I own a fleet in New Bedford. As up to now, and this is not to brag, and sometimes they say the fish die by his mouth, and that could be my case here today. But I got to say exactly what I feel. And this is not to brag because it's the biggest player, which is the smallest player, and I'm trying to knock anybody down on their feet. That is not the case. I consider myself the biggest player right now on this industry. I got the most invested than anybody in this fishing industry. I employ at the moment close to 300 fishermen. I have invested over $50 million into this business. When this started, the coalition said that the orders were coming from the top. Prepare yourself for what's coming. I went out, I sold the bill of goods to the banks, and I told them, I have to buy quota, I have to buy permits, I have to set myself up because that's what the government says you have to do if you want it to succeed. I've done all of that. I follow everything that I've been told to do. We've been cutting back as much as we can to see if we could see the daylight tomorrow. Daylight is not there. So then we go to the yellowtail issue. When you made a statement that we only cut 250 tons up to now, it's true. I got all my yellowtails. I'm waiting for those Eric to show up in the southeast part to make sure I can go after them. And I have enough yellowtails to cover it. So, my guys, every time they come from fishing, I have a pissing contest for them not to catch yellowtails because I want to keep the fish. So they says, we might lose it, but let it be so. But if the eddicks show up, you're going to need them, and that's the only way to the finish line. If you people take that the wrong decision today, and you cut those yellowtails to 500 metric ton, it's going to be one survivor standing up. And I'm telling you right now because everything I predicted from the beginning of this ordeal has come true. Every single thing. You go back to the Standard Times and it'll tell you everything I have predicted has come true. And I'm going to tell you what else is going to be the last hurrah on this deal. One standing up. Me. I'm not going down. I'll be the last one falling. You can rest assured. But that's not the accomplice we're trying to do. Actually, I'll go at the end. I'll fall, too. I'm not saying I'm not going to fall. I'll roll over and good night, Irene. I'll go to the banks and I'll tell them, okay, I owe you $20 million. I don't have it. Not my fault. I ran my business the right way. But go up to National Marine Fisheries. They're the ones they called caused this disaster. So, not only for me, for some of these people in this room, they are in their last leg. You pull the plug here, they're going to fall. And in the other end, they're going to sell the oil. Because these people are trying to cap me from growing, and any other big player in the game trying to cap them from growing. So these guys, actually, they got no way out. The house goes, the car goes, the boat goes, the dog, the canary, the cat, everything goes. So, what are they going to be left with? Entitlements. They're going to have to go to the government so they can feed them, give them a check. And so, we think we got enough entitlements in America at the moment. We don't need anybody else for entitlements. So, I just hope these people make the right decision. Because this is a catastrophe. We haven't cut the yellowtails because we don't want to. When you come with a number 250 tons, come on, John. You as the mayor of New Bedford, I mean, I give you a little credit. If you got there, the people in New Bedford are not stupid. If they put you there, it's because they thought you were going to do the right job. The government put you there, and we got a lot of hope on you that you were going to do the right thing for us because you know what we're going through. People have talked to you in the past. They have explained to you what's going on with yellowtails. They are there. Because if you go back to the movie, the Northeastern man, you saw in the Apollo, we had a bag of yellowtails. We broke the boom. We almost took the boat apart with the amount of yellowtails we had in a 2.5-hour tow. So that shoot, it's on tape. It's on video. You can go and see the yellowtails do exist. I just hope we get better science for the future. And I hope you look at all these people in this audience, because this could be the last nail. And every time I've predicted has come true, they will be down and out when May 1st comes around the corner. Thank you.